This America's Test Kitchen segment is sponsored by Bob's Red Mill, a premier culinary sponsor.
Well, believe it or not, pumpkin pie is not everybody's favorite Thanksgiving dessert. So in the spirit of being fair, we're checking in with Tucker Shaw from America's Test Kitchen to discuss an alternative dessert for your Thanksgiving spread.
Tucker Shaw, nice to talk to you.
Hi, Sally. It's good to be back.
So I found out that you guys made a visit to one of my favorite bakeries in the country, Magpie Bakery in Philadelphia.
That's right.
You were on a research trip.
That's right. Our food editor, Brian Roof, spent a few days in Philadelphia, and one of the best days that he spent there was at Magpie, which is a pie bakery in South Philly.
So Holly Ricciardi, who owns it, is from the Pennsylvania Dutch countryside.
That's right. She grew up west of Philadelphia and had a very successful career as a designer. But then partway through her career, she decided to take a little bit of a detour and go into baking, which was her first love.
And she does very interesting takes on classics, one of which is Dutch apple pie.
That's right. And we thought that this Dutch apple pie was a fantastic addition to the Thanksgiving menu.
So explain to me what Dutch apple is.
Dutch apple pie is really simple. First of all, it's probably not Dutch. As you know, Pennsylvania Dutch really, really comes from the word Deutsch, which signifies German. So this is from German immigrants who lived in that part of the country. It's a single crust pie, so just a crust on the bottom, filled, stacked with slices of apple, and then covered with a crumbly streusel top. And we just love crumbles at Cook's Country, so we knew we were going to be bananas for this pie. The beautiful thing about this pie is that you don't have to pre-bake the crust, and you don't have to pre-cook the apples. You start with a very simple pie crust that has a little bit of sour cream in it, so that you get a little bit of that tang. Give it a chill, roll it out, and slide it into your pie shell to receive the apples.
Mm-hmm. And then what kind of apples do you guys prefer?
So you can get really crazy with apples, right? I mean, there's a million varieties of apples out there. But we loved this pie with Golden Delicious. We loved it with Fuji. We loved it with Braeburn. We loved it with Granny Smith. Personally, Golden Delicious were my favorite because they just have a subtle sharpness, not a really strong tart flavor. And they also take sugar and create a very nuanced sweetness that I really find lovely.
Okay, well, that surprises me, I have to say. I've not heard anyone stick up for Golden Delicious in a long time. So you are a cheerleader for the underdog once again, Tucker Shaw.
Why not? I mean, hey, they're available everywhere and they deserve some love. So you slice up your Golden Delicious apples into quarter-inch slices and you toss them with granulated sugar, some lemon juice, a little bit of cinnamon, and our secret ingredient, which is melted vanilla ice cream.
What? That is crazy.
It's a little bit crazy, but here's the thing. Dutch apple pie traditionally comes with a bit of heavy cream. But we started kind of just, going nuts in the test kitchen and looking for new kinds of ingredients and different flavors that we could introduce into this pie. And melted vanilla ice cream gives you all the creaminess that you need, plus a little bit of vanilla flavor that just serves as a very, very subtle backdrop to the apples.
That is a great idea.
One little trick, make sure that you melt the ice cream before you measure it, because depending on what brand you have, it may or may not have, a great deal of air whipped into it. So your measure will change once the ice cream has melted.
That's great advice.
So you toss this all together with the apples and you let them sit for about an hour. And this takes the place of pre-cooking the apples. This will soften them and make them, just easy to layer into the pie very simply.
Mm-hmm.
You take your crust, which has been chilling in the fridge, and you take these apples that you've macerated and just lay them into the pie. And you want to fill it pretty tightly. Don't leave a lot of holes in there. Many recipes call for raisins, which can be controversial. So if you like raisins, toss in a few raisins, and if you don't, no shame.
Okay.
Once you've piled in the apples, you kind of want to smooth it out and make sure that they're not mounded in the center. You want kind of a flat pie. And then you stir together a very simple streusel topping because, we love our crumbs, flour, brown sugar, a little bit of melted butter. cover the pie with this topping, slide it in the oven, and then about an hour and 5 or 10 minutes later, you pull it out and you have a gorgeous, gorgeous pie. And then, Sally, this is the hardest part. You have to let it sit there. And you've got to let it sit there for at least 4 hours. But we prefer overnight. And part of the reason we do recommend that you let it sit overnight is a tip that we learned from Holly herself. She says that she never sells pies made on the same day, because when you're selling slices of pie, a day-old pie slices and holds its shape much, much better than a pie that's still warm from the oven.
You don't find many bakeries who refuse to sell the pie they've baked that day. That's such a great, great tip.
You know, and I think it came from experience. She learned the right way, that's exactly the perfect amount of time to wait until you slice your pie. And you don't see any denigration in the flavor or the texture or anything else by letting it sit overnight in the fridge. And here's the nice thing, too. On Thanksgiving, you know, you're kind of forced to make this ahead. You don't have a choice about doing a last-minute pie here. Mm-hmm. If you're going to do this pie, you must do it a day ahead. So that kind of, you know, eases things up on Thanksgiving Day.
That's a great idea. Hey, Tucker, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sally.
Tucker Shaw is editor-in-chief of Cook's Country. Sally Swift is our managing producer. Now, you can find America's Test Kitchen's recipe for Dutch apple pie. It's on our website. You know where, splendidtable.org. Oh, and while you're there, check out our list of 15 Thanksgiving desserts that are not pumpkin pie.